Cut day settled A.J. Brown's room, not his spot. The 53 the Patriots announced kept six receivers: Brown, Romeo Doubs, Demario Douglas, Mac Hollins, Kyle Williams, and Efton Chisholm III, per Nick Goss at NBC Sports Boston. And no cut day reporting singled Brown out, because it never needed to. The week's real move came Tuesday, August 25th, when the team traded Kayshon Bout to the Texans for safety Jalen Reed, plus a 2028 seventh-round pick in the Patriots' own announcement of the deal. Mike Vrabel's explanation, from his post-game availability on the team's website: "That was one place where we do have some depth. I think for all parties involved, that was probably the best thing." General Manager Elliot Wolf put it more broadly the day of the trade: "We're deeper at some positions than we were last year. We're shallower at others." The depth receivers sorted themselves Sunday. Nick DeGennaro, Tejahan Palmer, Kyle Dixon, and Cameron Dorner all released, per the team's transactions log. And the one who made a closing argument was Kyle Williams, the team's 2025 third-round pick, who caught a 45-yard touchdown from Tommy DeVito in Thursday's 37-13 loss at Cleveland, his third touchdown catch of the preseason, per Evan Lazar at the team's website. All three came with the starters resting, which is to say against backups. Brown sat that finale too. The front line rested a third straight game, per Lazar. "Our last episode said the thing to watch was nothing about Brown's spot and everything about who eats after him, and cut day answered half of it. The room shrank by trade and finished with Williams as its loudest August performer. The other half, Doubs' root tree and how the offense scripts its opening week, got no answer, because the starters did not play, and no practice charting from this window was reachable. The June read on Brown was situation over resume, a motivated alpha with an accurate young passer, and the 7-for-7 day against the Eagles in the August 19th joint practice, per Nicole Yang at the Boston Globe, remains his last competitive rep in the reporting. Nothing this week tested that red, the roster just cleared the stage for it. We'll pick this up as the opener comes into focus. Data via NFL Verse.